Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. And once again, we are so pleased to have with us Mr. Peter Pasternak, and he is in charge of the biggest real estate networking event in town every month. This coming up month, it'll be May 3rd. It's called Real Estate Connections, ATL. It's May 3rd, and it's at Aja. How you doing, Peter?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am doing well, but you got an interesting group here with you. Who'd you wrangle?
Well, I looked in my Rolex and I said, okay.
Your Rolex?
My Rolex. And I said, it's a great time to invite some of my favorite people here and stuff on there. So I have brought the following three wonderful friends and great colleagues. First, David McEachin from Keller Williams, Matt Dickinson from Dickinson Law Group, and Kelly Kirshner from USA Mortgage are with me today.
And then those are all sponsors, right? Or most of them are sponsors of the event that's coming up on May 3rd.
They are. And, of course,
but David is a special person, isn't he?
David's special. You know, every month, as we talked about, I have a different real estate office that we feature at Real Estate Connections. And very glad this month to say that David McEachin, his group, are the featured real estate office. So what I'd really like to do is kind of go around and let everybody say hi and, again, who they're with and what they do, and then later on we'll talk about what they've gotten out of Real Estate Connections. So first let me introduce David McEachin from Keller Williams, Chattahoochee North. David?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm over in the Norcross Peachtree Corners area. I've been in real estate. I was really smart. I came in right at the top of the market and then got to go on the roller coaster ride. I've been in about 6.5 years and service all of North Metro Atlanta, Buckhead, Brookhaven. Our office has agents all the way from Vinings out to Loganville. So large area that we cover in that. And we're very excited about coming down to Aja on the 3rd and having a lot of people to meet and be able to network there.
You know, one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is, like I was saying last month, one of the goals that Brian and I have for Real Estate Connections is that 25% of the people in the room are new every time. That way it's exciting and people has positive energy and then they want to come back. And, you know, I think, David, one of the great things is most of the people who you're bringing to the event have never been to Real Estate Connections, and some probably haven't been outside of Gwinnett County, huh?
No, I have an awesome office, but they really love Norcross, Peachtree Corners, Alpharetta, Johns Creek. And I'm sort of the guy that when there's stuff outside of it, that they threw it to me because I'm a native Atlanta and I know the area. And I've really been telling them this is just a great way to get outside of your comfort zone, sort of push through a wall and meet some new people. And for myself personally, I mean, there has been business that's come out of, you know, going to this event. And I'm part of, for people who may know a little bit of Keller Williams, there's a thing called a Associate Leadership Council, and I'm the senior member of it. And so, fortunately, I guess I've created enough credential with them that they're believing me. So we have over, I think, about 25, 27 people coming, you know, to the event this month.
From your office or just Keller Williams?
From our office.
Wow. How many people are in your office altogether?
There's about, I want to say about 85, somewhere in that neighborhood. But isn't any real estate office, there's a certain amount that really pumps out the business.
Right.
And, you know.
Probably about a year or so ago, Brian and I went to the office and made that presentation dealing with the knowledge set that agents need to have dealing to have credibility with investors. And one of the things that Brian and I really noticed was the diversity of the office, and but a lot of excitement. And I know they're looking forward to it, as we are, to bring that excitement to Aja. So, all right, next, Matt Dickinson. Matt, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me, Peter. I appreciate it.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and your firm?
Absolutely. It's funny. Dave says he started at the top of the market. I started at the very bottom, and I'm not sure who had it worse. For us, July of 2007, when we started our practice, that was a slow climb, more survival than anything else was going on back then. But now we, you know, five offices in the greater metro area. Happy to have made it through, I would say, the downturn. I know everything's a little bit flat, but for those businesses that did survive that downturn, anytime you're doing more business in the previous month, you feel like you're getting rich. And whether you are or not, it feels wonderful. And we've had that going on since probably since our director of marketing and business development, Sonny Curl, a friend of yours, Peter, had started with us. And to be honest with you, very close to the time that we started attending your event. And it's interesting to kind of go back and look at our firm's growth and our direct networking events. And it's great for closing attorneys. And I shouldn't say that to any of my competition that are listening. Don't show up. There's nobody else there you want to talk to. But to be honest with you, over the course of the last year, it stops being a networking event per se, but it's socializing with colleagues and friends. And we all know that it's fun to do business with people that you know, and you end up doing that probably more regularly. We love when new people come, and he's been twisting my arm for a while to sponsor a table, and you finally succeeded, so congratulations on that.
You know, persistency really does pay off.
Well, now that I've definitely told you that we've gotten a lot of business from that event, and like I said, it's one of those things where we've heard agents, well, why do we want to go and network with other agents? And I could probably push that back to David, but at the same time, there are a lot of referrals in your industry, Dave. I mean, that's kind of – it goes back and forth. And
oh, I'm the perfect example of it. Last year, I went – at the end of the year, I went back and looked at it, and 35% of my business was agent-to-agent referrals. And it was both – now, the majority of it was Keller Williams' internal system, but definitely going across the breadth of Prudential, RE/MAX, boutique realtors such as that. And I've – you know – also at this event, talking to loan officers such as that. I mean, I've gotten back referrals, you know, from that, and I've done business out there. On the way over here, I was talking to a lender that I met at Real Estate Connections, you know, with that. So it's you have to go in with an open mind, a positive attitude toward it, because it's a very positive experience, and there is business to come out of it, no question.
Absolutely, and I was just going to kind of add to that over the course of time and being involved, I think of it, it's more of a networking, it's more of a marathon than a sprint, to use an old cliche.
Yeah, yeah.
You've used that. I use it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
There you go. It's true. I mean, it really is. The first time you go there, maybe a little intimidated by, you know, who's there, but before you know it, you're seeing some of the same faces. And what I like about it is that people that attend these events regularly and that are out and about town talking about their business, I want to work with those people. They take themselves seriously. You know, they say, we want to go out and earn a living and feed our family and make money. Hey, those are the same type of people that I think that I am. So it's a great connection place for me. It's become fun over the years as well, especially when you're making connections that's giving you business over the course of time.
Now, so, Matt, have you noticed, you mentioned earlier there was a direct correlation between you increasing your business and that?
Yeah, and I wish I wouldn't have said that, because now next time the sponsorship money's going to go up
right?
For Peter, I'm
all
sure.
All of a sudden, next month and stuff, we're having a special double pay.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of different – there's three different industries. Well, I should say three. There's different revenue streams for closing attorneys: mortgage brokers, agents, and builders. And I learned from some of my competitors and friends that did not do so well over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, that they had either alienated one of those parties, whether it was builders that went out of business,
or agents. So they just focused on like one group.
They got caught up with – yeah, absolutely. They got caught up with one group. But this is a nice mixture of everybody that either is an agent or a broker, but or also works in the industry. It's really a great event.
And then honestly, that's true for the real estate industry also. Anyone who was – primarily, let's say, the gated golf club communities such as that, they really have taken some hits with it. When I got into the business, I'd ended up going across the board, and it's just allowed me to be so much more diversified in what I'm doing. And actually, I do a little bit of commercial now. It's not my main practice, but I'm able to go – I mean, I can go sell a $1 million house in Brookhaven, or I can sell a $45,000 house in not quite as a hot area of town. that's necessary. Be careful how I say that. The diversification is important there.
All right, so let's introduce just a dear, dear friend of mine, Kelly Kirshner, USA Mortgage. And I know that her business partner, Kim, is out there listening. So, Kim, I feel your spirit in here with us. So, Kelly, why don't you say hello and tell us a little bit about you and USA Mortgage.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Yes, Peter's right. I'm with USA Mortgage. Now, many people here in the Atlanta area probably haven't heard of USA Mortgage. We are new to Georgia. The company's actually based out of St. Louis. If you're in St. Louis, Missouri, you know of USA Mortgage. Closing over 800 loans just in Missouri several months in a row. 90% purchase. That's what we love. We love the purchases. We don't miss contract dates. We fund on time. It's a beautiful thing. And Kim and I decided to come on board with USA Mortgage early in the year. And we started officially February 3rd with our Georgia license. And we're rocking and rolling. Real Estate Connections has been amazing for us. We love Peter.
Say that again. I don't know if anybody heard you on there.
We do love Peter. It's opened us up to a variety of opportunities, not only with the agents that we've met, but also with the other lenders that we've met. I've kind of become a mini Peter, whereas the lenders of the world generally come to me if they need something done that they can't do, because they know if I can't find the solution within my business, I can find it for them elsewhere. So I do. I have like the little mini Peter hat on.
No wonder you're sitting right across from me.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling really good. All right. So, Kelly, talk to us a little bit about some of your products. People are coming to Real Estate Connections. Talk a little bit about your 203Ks, your Fannie Mae for investors, because not a lot of lenders have, not all lenders have those products, and there'll be investors and people coming. So
absolutely,
talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, the 203K is a special loan for people that are wanting to buy a home that needs a little bit of work. And they can actually finance that, the repairs, into the actual loan. So a lot of times when people buy these distressed properties, they're thinking, oh my gosh, how much money am I going to have to put into this out of my pocket? Well, it's very little, as long as you get to the right lender that can get you to the right program. That is a specific product for FHA loans. Now, on the conventional side, there's additional programs as well. There's the Home Path Renovation. Those are loans, homes that are currently owned by Fannie Mae. And then you've got Home Style, which is another program out there. So we are very, very excited to be able to offer these programs. There's so many details to them. The guidelines change very frequently. But if anybody wants to know any more, I would love to sit down and talk.
I want to know something. Do you have a favorite? A favorite product that you love? Oh, this is great. It's a 203K. I enjoy this one versus something else.
My favorite product's the one that the person needs.
Okay.
So my favorite thing to do is to work with a first-time home buyer. Mm-hmm. That's my passion because, you know, I'll do a refinance all day long because, you know, I got to make a living. I've got a little man that I got to feed at home, and that's the way it is. But the passion is the first-time home buyers, because nothing is more exciting than sitting across from a closing table and you see the look in their face and they're about to get a great home at a fantastic price right now, and you just see their future. So that's the most exciting thing for me. So conventional or FHA, either way, doesn't matter.
You know, one of the nice things about the Fannie Mae product versus the FHA is Fannie Mae allows investors can use the home style, whereas on the FHA, it's got to be your primary residence. And so I know people have questions. You're going to have a booth, and they can come and ask you all those questions.
And we will have cake pops.
Yeah, tell us about those. Those were such a hit. And for anybody who hasn't seen them, and you go to the Facebook page for Real Estate Connections, we've got the pictures from last month. There's several of these cake pops, and they were just the hugest hit. And Kelly, tell us what your thoughts were, and will you be bringing more on May 3rd?
Yes, I actually went to an event on Monday night, and I walked in, and another lender that I've made friends with from Copia, who also has a booth there, he says, you cannot walk in this door unless you have cake pops. And funny enough, I did not have any on me. Sometimes I do have them in the car. But all it is cake on a stick. If you go to Starbucks, you see them in the Starbucks window, and I made them for my son's birthday. And I said, well, hey, why don't we make some cake pops and put a little note on there with our business cards, and now I have to do them every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month. If you want to find me, I'll be in my kitchen or Kim's kitchen, and we'll be making cake pops.
See, David, now I'm feeling the pressure. I wasn't going to bring any cake pops.
I know. I feel like we got to step it up. I'm trying to think what little thing I can do to differentiate myself now. So.
Well, we're the cake pop ladies.
Yeah, so now you can't go on her spot. But I want to go back to something Matt said, and it's something that I hear often, and that is, if I'm a real estate attorney or an agent or a lender, why would I come and really try to meet and network with other folks? And, you know, one of the things that Brian and I have worked really hard on is kind of changing the mindset, because I believe there is enough business for all the positive, like-minded people. None of us can do every piece of business, regardless of whether you're the contractor, the lender, the agent, the attorney. And so some of our best sources of referrals are other people, especially when you're clear as to what you can do. And, you know, for a bank, not everybody has the 203Ks. Some people don't have the new construction loans. And so I love networking with people who are positive, like-minded people that really are about solutions and connecting people.
I have a great example about closing attorney that I met at your event. We're licensed to do closings in Alabama. And he's like, we got on that topic, and he sent me a deal that he was unable to do. And in turn, just from meeting this guy, he did a lot of reverse mortgages, which is very niche, and I'm not comfortable doing those things. I had an opportunity to do one, and I sent it his way almost as like a, hey, thank you. And we made friends, you know, and all of a sudden, there really is friendly competition in Atlanta. We are the smallest big city I've ever been into, that's for sure. And those like-minded people are well represented at your event, for sure.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is we try really hard to have a good representation of industries. And so, as you know, you start with the realtors, and featuring a different locations every time helps set the standards. Banks, mortgage companies, attorneys, investors, people are out there looking to meet investors, whether they're here or foreign. It's interesting, the last few months we've had people from Australia, Israel, New Zealand, and so kind of a segue, David, what are you seeing in the investor market?
Well, I mean, definitely, I mean, with some stuff that we're working on, actually, you know, speaking about the New Zealand group, there was a group that came to me actually through my inspectors that they have come in here last year, they bought 15 houses, they really like the Atlanta market. Affordability in New Zealand and Australia is not very good right now. It's very comparable to the Canadian market that's occurring, where the U.S. market was really on a high in 2005. The Canadian market is now, we go inverse of each other continuously. The money just flows over the border continuously. New Zealand's the same way. Affordability is actually at a 40-year low in New Zealand from an investor point of view. They've come to the United States. Something went wrong with their realtor that they were dealing with last year. They came to me. And they're looking to buy 30 houses in the Atlanta market right now. I mean, I literally today have written 5 offers on houses that they're looking at and moving fast. Walking into the building, the attorney who brought me to Real Estate Connections, I'm on the phone with him. Peter's having to listen to me going, we've got to close on Monday. This is, you know, the title search and all that kind of stuff. And I'm also working with somebody from Australia, and I'm working with somebody from Panama and someone from Jordan. Yesterday I was out on the road with it. And they're seeing that other parts of the world, the U.S. doesn't see it as much. You know, we're so insular in our economy and what we look at, that the rest of the world, parts of it, except for Western Europe, really have been doing pretty well. But the money to invest, they don't want to put it in there. They see that there's still stability in the United States market, real estate market. It will grow. And you have things such as, you know, Keller Williams. I was in a national meeting, and they were talking about there's a 24% spread to get us back up into our historical trend line of what home values have done since 1970. 24% possible gain. It's not going to happen in 1 month or in a couple of years or something, but it'll definitely go back up there. And that's what the international market's starting to see. And they're definitely coming. I mean, I'm shooting emails back and forth, you know, to New Zealand. You know, I've sent 8 today, you know, doing business. So it's definitely there.
You know, life is about perception. And it's so easy sometimes we become insulated and we think that we know it all. And you're right, when you start dealing with some of these foreign investors, they look at things very differently, and there's just a lot of opportunities. And if you don't put yourself out there, you're not going to be able to seize the opportunities. And, you know, it's kind of, Matt, like you said, you start seeing some of the same people. I know so many events I see Kelly at, right? We've become really good friends, and she helped last week. Brian and I were the keynote speakers at the Women Council of Realtors. That really the introduction of that was through Kelly. And so, Kelly, what are you seeing out there? Anything special from people? And if they come to Real Estate Connections, or when they come next week, what's something that you'd like for them to come and ask you?
Come and ask me. I would like for them to come and ask me for a home loan first. really, what we're seeing out there, we're seeing most agents that I'm talking to are asking for listings. And I know personally, being on the market, I see a lot of homes right now are getting multiple bids on them. So really, act now is my voice to everyone out there. If you're on the fence about buying or refinancing, it's time to do it. I don't know what you're waiting for. I'm in the same boat. So really, come and ask me if you're upside down, if you can refinance, and I'll tell you if you can. Come and ask me anything about a mortgage. I've been doing this. I got in the market probably the same time as you, October 2005, so about six and a half
years. About 4 months behind you.
Yeah. So I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. Kim, my business partner who isn't here, she's been doing this for 19 years.
She started when she was three. Hi, Kim.
She is. She looks very young, but she's not. She's 42. I'm calling you out, Kim, on the radio. She looks amazing, though. She looks like she's 25.
You won't get out of the building alive.
No, she looks amazing. So, but we do. We're the masters of what we do. We work for a mortgage bank. So the difference between going into a local branch of a bank and coming to us is that we go to all those banks for you. And we're not a broker in that we fund the money ourselves. So we are the banker. We're underwriting it. We're processing it. So we have actual people making decisions on loans. And, you know, it means something when you can speed things up a little bit because you have control. So
that's awesome.
Ask me anything.
All right. So, you know, it's interesting. When Brian and I started flipping homes in 2005, you know, there are all these signs here in Atlanta, how many homes are available. And I remember at the time, I think the peak, I saw about 120,000. Yeah. And, you know, last week I was going by the signs. I think it was near your office, David. I was there. And it was like 43,000. And so you really are starting to see a switch from being a real buyer's market to seller's market out there.
Yeah, we're at, let's see, when I was driving over here today, it was at 45,243.
Could you be a little more exact?
Yeah,
than that?
I was literally on the phone negotiating a contract and, you know, trying to, you know, beat the price out of somebody and saw that number at the same time. It is. I mean, we're only at 37%. I think the low is 42,300 is what I saw. I mean, we're 37% of what we were 24 months ago. And to your point of the multiple offers, this New Zealand person, now they're looking in the 60 to 80,000 range, so that's a very hot market. He sent me a list of 50 houses that was maybe, you know, within 2 to 4 day old listing, something like that. 35 out of the 50 were already under contract, highest and best, multiple offers. And it is occurring in the, well, I had, you know, yesterday I had one where it was a $340,000 house, multiple offer situation. You know, it is not anymore the time where you sit there and say, oh, I'll think about this for a couple of weeks and come back to it, you know.
We put an offer on a house, $50,000 over list, and we did not get it, if that tells you anything. So they are. It was highest and best, and that it was on the market for 2 days, and we didn't get it.
Now, the flip side of what is going on still is there is still the battle going on with appraisals. They're still being very, very conservative. I had to listen to one of my associates who's a great realtor. She was moaning and groaning about a VA appraiser. It was a VA loan. And she said he's 932 years old, and, you know, and he appraised a house. Normally in this neighborhood, these houses are around 470 to 550, 570, something like that. He appraised a house at 403. And they were going into, you know, into battle with it.
And it probably took 3 weeks, too, for that VA
appraisal. Supposed to close Friday.
Oh, wow.
You know, and they're dealing with that. But amazingly, knock on wood, I have never in 6 years lost a deal on appraisal. I've never had appraisal gone bad. Now watch the next seven go. I've been very fortunate with that.
So Matt, I know one of the things that I'm sure you're proud of is the growth and the offices. And so talk to them why you think that has occurred, and give us a little bit of history of kind of where you started and where you are today.
Well, I started painting houses at the same time, and no, I'm teasing. Short sales. We've talked about it before and at length. You know, that's been the secret to our success. In 2008, I helped a realtor basically facilitate the document flow between their short selling seller and their bank. And it was the worst experience I'd ever had in my professional career. So I said, you know what? That is awful. I can't imagine that realtors out there would want to, you know, make a business of this. But as we would, you know, read the papers and pay attention to the news, wow, there's going to be a lot of these over the next maybe 5, 6, 7 years. And so I started reaching out to other people that may be interested in taking those listings that were agents and said, you know, I've got experience doing it. Well, we really turned the corner probably in halfway through 2010. We hired our own certified distressed property expert and just took it to the next level. And now we go out and we sell that service. We shop that service to realtors and say, hey, there's a bunch of these. You usually punt on them. You give them to somebody else. take the listing, let me educate your seller. I'll be more than happy to talk to the buyer's agent, temper all the expectations, and you know, educate them on what that particular bank's process is. And notice I was very deliberate because each bank has a little bit different process. And you know, someone says, "Oh, I did one with Bank of America, and it was so bad, or it was so awful. Or I did one with Aqua, and it was miserable." And I say, "Well, trust me, all the banks are equally miserable to work with." But the nice thing is, if you do enough,
as far Kelly's right now giving the look.
Someone's back to
yeah, no doubt. As far as the short sales, I should preface that the bank's working on the short sales, but you got to think it from the bank's perspective. You know, they're getting ready to realize a loss. It's not just a loss on paper anymore. It's a they're going to lose money on the deal. But what we've learned is if you have a volume practice, you know, if you do anything a bunch of times, you make these cake pops more than once or twice, you're going to start getting good at it. And we really did. And I actually, you know, one of those situations where I would reach out to my peers or my competitors and say, "Hey, I heard you have a short sale facilitation department. What are you doing?" And we learned that their answers, what they were telling us, was significantly different than what the realtors were telling us they needed. So, you know, not that I'm the smartest guy in the room or something, but I said, "Wait a second. Why don't we do what the agents are asking us and maybe kind of reinvent the model?" And that's been our secret. Like I said, we probably are closing, you know, 20% of our closings on a monthly basis are short sales. And that volume is going to be there for a while. And now what we're doing is we're getting agents happy that we're bringing something to the table besides, you know, the title exam.
Right.
You know.
And what I will do to even endorse that even further is that I've used another firm for a short sale facilitation, but it makes, from the realtor's perspective, it makes the realtor's life so much easier because of the fact that they can go out and still do their other business, go back, you know, do a check-in via email, whatever that it is. It just streamlines your life. The biggest thing is having systems in place. It's when you start just shooting all over the map and such as that, that's where you end up in trouble with yourself.
That's absolutely right, Dave. I tell you, back in mid-2010, when we kind of decided we had a template and this is how we were going to work the process, it really was a game changer for us. It really was. And as banks got better and better on making contact back and forth, we found out that the banks treated the closing attorneys and the title attorneys a little different than they did that one agent who was just working one particular deal. And I'm not so sure why that's the case, but when we would call up, sometimes we get a hold of the same negotiator that we had worked on a couple of weeks ago and say, "Hey, by the way, thanks for that help on this. We got another cash buyer. We're ready to go. What do we need? What are we missing?" And that type of rapport, like I said, once again, going back to networking and just the value of working with people that you know and seeing the same faces, it made our short sale operations a lot more efficient.
It's relationship building.
Absolutely.
It's the same way that, you know, there's certain realtors who have certain lenders that they want to go to, certain closing attorneys they want to, certain inspectors, whatever it is, and you build that up. I mean, for myself, I'm a single agent. I have one assistant, but I also have, I'm sort of like that Verizon ad, you know, I'm standing there, but I got a whole team behind me. And it's the same consistent people that I go to. And for me, it is built up credibility for me in the marketplace that I can take you from that initial time that we shake hands all the way to the closing table. And, you know, like all of us, we have bumps along our way, you know, in certain deals and stuff like that. But I'm enough of a control freak to where I try to, you know, ease it out as much as what I can.
Okay, so as I take a look at everybody in this room, I think I heard when you said control freak, everybody looked and went, me, I'm there.
Self-admission time.
Yeah. But going back to one of the things you said, Matt, which is true in networking and really in our professions, and that's the ability of being branded and people, the more they see you, the more they trust you, the more they want to do business with you. And, you know, one of the things I think a common mistake that people make is that they go the first time and they think they're going to get oodles of business. And now that's not to say that you can't get business the first time, but people typically have to see you, like you, and after a while build that relationship in order to make it work. The other thing I just kind of wanted to bring out was, as you hear kind of the discussion here today, one of the things you can see is kind of the wealth of knowledge that people have. And in our mission statement for Real Estate Connections, it has in there not only the positive attitude, but the ability to join forces, to network and share ideas and strategies. And, you know, when you're talking about the stuff with the short sales and different things, people are very open there. So in addition to the networking, there's a piece of being able to have colleagues and ask questions and kind of just have a kind of a think tank kind of place on there. And so I think that's really important. And the mix of people really helps facilitate that to happen.
Well, so. I think some of the secret sauce from the event is actually you, Peter, grabbing people and bringing them to the people they have to meet.
He does that. He really does do that.
So, I don't know. We've all been to a million networking events. So that doesn't happen very often in the ones that I attend other than Real Estate Connection.
He goes up, comes up to me and says, who do you want to meet? I said, agents or mortgage broker. Grabs my hand, pulls me across the room. Right. Hey, this is so-and-so. It was great. And by the way, I think I got a deal. The very first don't set the expectations too high. We got business from the very first one that we went to, Peter, and I thank you for that.
Well, one of the things that I kind of take personally, and anybody who knows me knows this is true, is I am very passionate about connecting people. And one of the things we do to facilitate people knowing the industries people are on is your name tags have the industry. So if you're the realtors, you're looking for the investors or the lenders or the attorneys, it's easier for people to do that. And I typically know who's in that room. And if I don't, I make sure we go up and I introduce myself and find out who they are and why they're there and who they want to meet. And so I do have that reputation, and it's true, that I start going up, and it's what I call business matchmaking, is I go up and that warm introduction is helpful for a lot of people to start.
See, the phrase I was thinking was speed dating. Yeah. You know, you just drag around, you know, to all the different places. So.
Well, the color code, I think it's funny because I remember, orange, that's lawyers. That means those are the guys I'm going to avoid. But you know what? At the end of the night, I had talked to every single one of them because, tell me, how did you do it? How did you make it? Here's what we did. What did you do?
Right. It's that sharing of ideas.
It is,
out there.
Absolutely.
So, but you know, it's interesting. We started with the color coding, right? And as time went on, people were like, we're having trouble. What is that red sticker for? And so Brian came up with the idea. Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah. And so, you know, the one thing Brian are always open to hearing people's suggestion, and like any business person, you have to tweak and listen to people. And so what we did is we went from the color coding to actual names on the bottom of the industries. And that seems to be a lot easier for people to go ahead and figure out who they want to meet.
Peter, I wanted to add something, too, that I don't know if I'd shared this with you before, but, you know, we're sitting here with four pretty much experts in our field, but I get a lot of value at the closing table. We have, you know, a buyer, a seller, two agents, a mortgage broker. We talk about a lot of different things, and many times other issues come up. And part of being an expert is not having all the answers, but it's knowing the right people to reach out to. And in real estate, where we are all connected, whether we've done business together or not, we know people that have done business. We know inspectors. We know appraisers. We know the termite guys. Just being around those people, I think, have been such a tremendous asset for me and my business personally. It's helped me become a better attorney because I'm a better expert. I'm a better networker because, you know, I think I had a friend say, eagles fly with eagles.
and I love that statement and stuff on there. You know, one of the other things when we started, I want to go to Kelly on this and then Matt, is I guess about the beginning of the year after the event, we started having dinner upstairs at Ashai, reserve a room, and after the event, it gives people opportunity. It's limited. There's room. You only can get about 40 people there. But you get the opportunity to kind of continue that networking in a more intimate way. Kelly, I know you were there at the last event. Why don't you talk a little bit about the dinner afterwards?
It's amazing. Other than the fact that you don't want to plan anything for Friday morning because you're going to be up pretty late, it is. It's just, again, a more intimate level. When you're down in the event, it's loud. There's a lot of people. Everybody's wanting to talk to everybody. But as you all know, when you sit down at a dinner table, you know, it's a little bit of a more intimate setting. You get to have actual conversations that are going to last longer than a couple of minutes. And you really do get on a deeper level with the people that you're there with. So I had the opportunity of sitting next to Peter, of course.
I was honored. I don't know how that happened.
I don't
and stuff,
either.
But it really is.
It really is a great opportunity to get to know people a little bit better. We actually sat with the featured real estate company last time, which was great, ERA. So got to know them on a more personal level, which again, it's all about building relationships with people. And people like to do business with people that they like. So
that hasn't changed.
Well, I mean, and people that are good at what they do, but there's a lot of people out there that are good at what they do. So what takes you above that is the relationships that you're willing to put into. And that's what it's about. It is a relationship building event.
Right.
And I've made so many friends there and so many contacts, and most of them are lenders. But that's great because I have other people and other resources to go to if it's something that I can't do. And then I look good because I'm the one that found the resource. So it's a win-win.
When people look at you as a connector more than just whatever your profession is, agent, contractor, lender, attorney, what you may not think, you start getting more business because people want to do business with you. So you put that karma out there. It's positive and good things happen.
Yep.
Matt, I know you've stayed several times for the dinner. Want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, first off, the food's great. I mean, that's the really nice thing. You have it such a nice place, and I enjoy the dinner. Kelly's point, it's a dinner table. I mean, that's a great way to take that next step. All of us, we're collecting business cards, and we're doing the networking thing for people that are listening that have done it before. You know what I'm talking about. You get the 2-minute elevator speech, and then you go grab a cocktail or you do whatever. But when you get to sit down and face-to-face in front of somebody, you get an opportunity to get to know them a little bit. And, hopefully you haven't had too many cocktails at that point, so you're still on your game.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Or your game's improved.
Or maybe for some of us, we probably step it up a notch. No, absolutely. But it's like the icing on the cake for the event. It really is. We're going to get together, we're going to break bread, and we're going to maybe not even talk about business, maybe talk about, your family or your hobbies. It's another way to break through that wall.
One of the things I've always felt is when you're building relationships, you don't make those from 9 to 5. It's the after hours, it's the dinners, it's the breakfasts before that you really start to get to know somebody. And I think the common thread we all agree on is people do business with people that they like. And so that ability to be able to connect with them in a different way is really important. So now, David, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here. So, so one of the things that we have, of course, is that dinner afterwards, and I usually put out a little email to people.
We'd like you to sponsor it.
I've never been to it. I didn't know there was a whole BAFTA party of this thing.
So. All right, so David, that's just such a great lead-in and stuff on there. So we're certainly hoping that. You will join us on the 3rd, you and some of your folks, to have dinner and continue on that. So I know we're getting a little bit later in this, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of go to each one of you, and if you could just give a little story about Real Estate Connections, a piece of business, or something that you find really positive about Real Estate Connections. I'm going to start with Kelly.
Well, of course he starts with me, because we actually struck gold a couple months ago. Funny enough, I was about to walk out the door because I was tired, because that's what happens when you work all day
long. Was I tired?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you weren't. but we were about to leave, and I said, I cannot leave this place without meeting the featured realtors that are here. So I grabbed Peter, and of course he says, come on, let's go. Mm-hmm. So we went, and we waited. And we waited, and we waited. And at that point, he already knew we were waiting, so I had to stay and talk to him. But he was an amazing guy. We set up a meeting afterwards, and we're actually now their preferred lender. So it's awesome. We're sponsoring their CE courses. We're meeting their agents. And we've created this friendship, and we're friend. We're going out to lunches, we're getting business. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's all because of us finally us waiting and not going home and going to bed, because what do they say? You can sleep when you're dead. I'm glad I didn't go home that night, and it's been awesome, and it's all thanks to Peter and Real Estate Connections.
Well, it's really about the people and the ability of people to buy in to being in a positive way. And the other thing I always tell people is you've got to ask for business and for what you're looking for. And the truth is, that night, if you didn't ask and go up and make that introduction, it couldn't have happened. So if you don't get up to bat, you can't get a hit.
Yep.
Cool. All right, Matt, why don't you tell us about, give us a little story of something.
That's easy. I was trying to figure out which story I was going to tell you. I tell you, when I first got going, I got lucky in business anyways in 2007, 2008. I got like one or two good clients. And unfortunately, over the course of time, those people went out of business or they did other things. And I learned from somebody. I'm no MBA, so I'm not very intelligent when it comes to these things as far as the actual metrics involved. But you never want to have 20% of your business coming from the same pile or the same person. And it's hard for a smaller firm, because you get so engrossed in serving that one client. Now, that's great. You want to keep that client happy. But if you got 20%, if you got more than 20% in one pile, you run the risk of losing them. And all of a sudden, you know, the metrics that we make and what we do for a living, to be competitive, we have to keep costs down. So that's very dangerous if you lose that much business. That being said, being exposed to Real Estate Connections, and I'd say we're the opposite. The first time we went to Real Estate Connections, we met some mortgage brokers that were getting ready for a very, very big refinance boom that we're just slowly getting a little bit out of that. Says, I have a couple closing attorneys already, but you seem like a nice guy. I'll throw you a bone. And I can tell you that about 20% of our business last month came from that individual mortgage company. And that's pretty amazing. What we try to not have as far as having one group, that'd be so much. We got that in one event. We went to Real Estate Connections and met this one person. Now, that is probably not as typical as it's going to be, but, you know, with Kelly meeting at ERA Realty, that can happen. It really can. The second thing I was going to kind of talk about is that we've done other things besides get business from these events. We've done things like Kelly even mentioned, you know, Peter, you and I have partnered on CE classes. There's other people that attend that have other things to offer other than getting business back and forth. And in the spirit of networking and in the spirit of giving more, just so hopefully on the back end you'll receive, which works. I know we all can kind of attest to that. It's an opportunity to be around those people that have that same type of mindset. And it really has this has been a metamorphosis for me as a business owner since 2007. I figured if I made a very, very smooth process and everybody got funded at the table, that business would just come. And I know that sounds very naive, but that's
build
what I thought.
Build it and it shall
yeah,
come.
Yeah, that's that's one of my favorite movies, by the way. So I'm going to build it. It'll just happen because I'm a nice guy. Granted, to your point, if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. And we started asking for it. And at that point, we had the infrastructure to support it. And, you know, here we are today. And like I said, it's because of our networking efforts, a lot to do with Real Estate Connections.
I love that story.
Your head is swelling. Your
headphones
aren't even fitting your head anymore. Jeez.
All right. David, you know, it's interesting because you were one of the beginning people that came when we started this event. And so really two things I'd like for you to say. Maybe some of the differences since you were there near the beginning, and then a story about maybe a piece of business you've gotten of Real Estate Connections.
What I've seen over the time that I've started coming there to now, it's gotten to be more and more, and this is how I've sold it on my market center to come to this thing. If you want to see the A-list players in Atlanta real estate, this is where you come to. This is a sophisticated, intelligent crowd that knows how to build business from there. And probably from the beginning point of it was just sort of everyone getting together and say, okay, let's talk and, you know, have a beer or, you know, something of that sort. Now it's much more of a sophisticated type setup where you don't feel intimidated to come into. And, you know, most realtors, you know, can talk to a fence post and that's perfectly fine. I'm a little bit weird. I can talk to a fence post, but you put me into, let's say, a cocktail party situation or something like this, I pull back a little bit. In this, I haven't, you know, been that way whatsoever. With it. And it just has built its own life. I mean, by going out to, like, I know you've been to KW Sugarloaf and some of the other offices, and I see people from North Forsyth, you know, and I'm talking about Keller Williams offices, is that the people who are the real players, who know how the market works, who knows how to get things done or knows the people to talk to, they show up there. Is once again, the eagles fly with the eagles. Mm-hmm. When you said that, I was thinking, that's exactly what this is. You can't come in with a bad attitude. You have to have a positive attitude toward it. And I think that probably a lot of people came at first and they may have been sort of skeptical. Those are the ones that have sort of weaned out. Mm-hmm. So you've got the stronger players. As far as business goes for me, I haven't had like this gigantic home run concept, you know, occur.
We were handpicked for you.
Is that it? Okay, thank you. I've been more sort of the slow running up to the line. I mean, actually, it's sort of in reverse. I've had a lender give me business. In 6 years, I'd never had that happen before. It was always me going and giving the loan work to the lenders before. And also, I think a couple of months ago, I met somebody. I dragged a friend of mine to it. He's an investor. I showed up about 30 minutes late. I was turned around where I was at. Showed up late. He was talking to another guy. I've actually sat down with him. Now I'm looking at commercial space, 60,000 square foot office building, some other stuff. A guy who is with Northwestern Mutual, who is a good friend of Peter's. I had coffee with him last week. He has somebody who wants investors buying into assisted care living centers. So there's all different types of things that can come. You know, if you're a realtor, you know, a lot of people in my office, you know, as we've said, is saying, you know, why should I come? You know, where am I going to get business from? You never know. I mean, you know, not that has happened there, but I've been on a boat in Lake Lanier on Cocktail Cove, and someone says, hey, let me have your card. Thank God I had them in the glove box of the boat. You know, so you just never do know where that stuff is going to, you know, going to be coming from. And that's where this, you know, this kind of event, you know, if you want to be in that upper echelon in the real estate industry, be it lenders, lawyers, inspectors, vendors, whatever, your realtors, this is how you help to step up to that.
Oh, that made me feel so good. I might have trouble getting out of the big door here. Just a reminder, the event, next event is on May 3rd. It is a monthly event. The first Thursday of every month is when we have it. If you haven't been, trust me, you want to come. You're going to see the difference when you put a room full of positive, like-minded people that want to do business, that want to meet you. I always think about when I play tennis, the people who are the best tennis players, you wouldn't know it from their attitudes and stuff. They were the ones who just went out and were there. It's the wannabes that sometimes were difficult. And so the people in the room are the people that you want to be connected to. And so if you haven't been, I invite you to come. We're on Facebook, Real Estate Connections ATL. We now have a group on LinkedIn also on that. And I hope that you come. The other thing I just want to quickly mention is every month we have a different real estate office that we feature. And if you're interested in either your office or you'd like an office to be featured, please contact me and stuff on there. I'm trying to get a wide range of companies and geographic locations so that regardless of where your business is, you have an opportunity of that real estate office or company being featured. And so with that and stuff on.
Yeah, but before we go, I want to make sure that everybody gets everybody's contact information. So why don't we go around the room and start with you, Kelly, and share the best the website and stuff, best way that people can reach you.
Wonderful. Well, we are http://Kim kimandkelly.usamortgage.com, and our phone number is 770-916-1234.
Say that one more time. I love when people say it a second time in case they didn't get that and want to write it again. One more time.
http://Kim and Kelly. That's A-N-D, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Kim is K-I-M, .USA. Dashmortgage.com, and it's 770-916-1234.
Got it. Dickason Law, DickasonLaw.com. Check us out. We got a really nice website that we just upgraded, so I really want to promo that while I'm here. phone number 770-407-5247, DickasonLaw.com.
Awesome.
It's McEachern Real Estate Group. The website is actually is dmceachern.com, dmceachern.com, and the number is 404-406-0638.
And then, of course, the Real Estate Connections, our website is www.realestateconnectionsatl.com. Again, www.realestateconnectionsatl.com. Also, on that website, it will get you to Eventbrite. If you want to pre-register, you can pre-register with Eventbrite with a credit card, or you can pay cash. I said cash at the door.
Good stuff, Peter. Thank you so much again for this special. This is Lee Cantor signing off for Atlanta Business Radio. We will see you all next time.